It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Monday. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We've had a busy weekend. We got more to get into just that it's taking place on Monday, okay? To the shock of absolutely nobody, the Cleveland Browns have named the starting quarterback. His name, 40-year-old Joe Flacco. What happens after that? Well, nobody knows. I'm going to tell you what I think. Trey Hendrickson, the Bengals out here listening to offers to get him out of town. He hasn't come to an agreement yet on a new contract with the Cincinnati Bengals, and I guess the Bengals are ready to move on. Are they really? I don't think so. We'll get into that in a minute. Matter of fact, tonight, Monday Night Football, preseason edition, who cares? We got the Bengals and the Commanders. That means Trey Hendrickson won't play. Terry McLaurin won't play. Yeah, preseason is fun. Except like last night, a lot of fun. Bears beating up on the Bills, 38-0. The Ohio State University has a new starting quarterback in Julian Sain. Dylan Gabriel, he put his foot in his mouth over the weekend about entertainers and football players. Funny stuff. New York Giants, people love Jackson Dart. Patricia Train is going to join us from Sports Illustrated. Rob Manfred is coming up with more genius ideas to ruin Major League Baseball. We got a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Thank you for listening on SiriusXM Channel 375. Thank you for listening on a smart speaker. Show how smart you are. No hands. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Another Monday. You know it's a world where we're getting ready for Monday Night Football. And don't nobody care. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Commanders, who cares? I'll have it on here in the studio because I'm sitting here tethered to this chair and this microphone. Botcher, you excited for Monday Night Football preseason style?
No. I don't think the only people that are excited for this are the gamblers and the fans of maybe the Commanders watching one or two drives of Jaden Daniels.
Oh, boy. Here's a question. Can I go to, like, Prize Picks and put something down on a preseason game? I'd be stupid to, but can I?
I actually just got a... You can actually... There's a line, yeah, for Jaden Daniels.
Wow. Okay, wow, what a world. Listen, anything to go out there and take people's money, why not? And as I just mentioned, we got people who are trying to make a hell of a lot more money. Trey Hendrickson not playing in tonight's game. Terry McLaurin not playing in tonight's game. These guys are looking for respective contracts out of both the Cincinnati Bengals and the Commanders. Now, we haven't reached the point with the Washington Commanders where Terry McLaurin is now, you know, ready to be traded by the Commanders. But we did get the report over the weekend that because they haven't come to an agreement, Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals woke up and said, you know what? We're down to move on. We're down to find somebody to, I don't know, maybe give us a first-round pick next year. To maybe give up a young defensive player that I guess they'd have to pay him for on the cheap. Let me just say something. This doesn't make a lot of sense for the Bengals, given where we are on the calendar. The regular season is, what, 2.5, 3 weeks away? And the Cincinnati Bengals are just going to find some schmuck to pick up Trey Hendrickson's contract? Well, he doesn't have a contract, but they'd have to trade for him. Give the 30-year-old edge rusher a big deal that he'd be happy with that the Bengals wouldn't give him. And then this team is supposed to give him a big deal and get rid of a young defensive player and a first-round pick for next year. Why the hell would anybody want to do that? I feel like this is one of these leaks from either, you know, Trey Hendrickson or to try to move the Bengals to do something, Or maybe the Cincinnati Bengals woke up and said, you know, let's throw some coals on the fire here. Let's throw some logs out here. Let's try to get things going so we can just get an agreement done. This is from the NFL Network. Tom Pelissero talks about this situation with Trey Hendrickson.
This is a rarity. The NFL's reigning sack leader is available for the right price. Right now, Hendrickson remains with the team. They got a game tonight in Washington. He is on that trip. The sides have been in agreement for several weeks on the big numbers, the years and the money in terms of a new contract extension. But the Bengals to this point have been unwilling to do what they did for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, which is break their structure and give guarantees beyond the 2025 season. So what would it take to get a Trey Hendrickson trade done? Again, a player who wants a multi-year commitment. Well, back before the draft, the Bengals had an offer on the table that was a second-round pick and change. At that time, they weren't willing to engage with that. They wanted a first-rounder. My understanding is that the price has softened or at least changed a little bit. At this point, the Bengals would want a player, somebody who maybe could even replace some of the production they got from Trey Hendrickson, as well as a pick in the 2026 draft.
Man, you'd have to be a dumbass team to do that. Now, there are plenty of teams that could utilize a Trey Hendrickson, a guy who can go out there and stand on the edge and just go ahead and beat the living hell out of your opposing quarterback. Okay, 17 and a half sacks the past two seasons. There's nothing shabby about Trey Hendrickson. He's not the best guy in going out there and stopping a run. His job is to just get the QB. He also happens to be 30 years old. So if you're a team that feels like you're right on the edge of competing, for instance, the Buffalo Bills decide to go ahead and add Bosa, hoping that he can stay healthy in the wintertime. Good luck with that one. But if you're a team like the Lions, looking for somebody to pair on the opposite end of Aiden Hutchinson, that makes all the sense in the world. But do you want to start paying this guy $35 to $40 million a year and give up a first rounder? And give up a young defensive player? This just sounds like a whole bunch of absolutely nothing to me. I still think that Trey Hendrickson is going to stick around with the Cincinnati Bengals. Reportedly, they've offered a lot of money on an annual basis. That means, I don't know, are they going to give him 40? Do they not want to guarantee a lot of the money? That's what apparently it is right now. I don't think Trey Hendrickson is going anywhere. I think he's going to stick around with the Cincinnati Bengals. And what we're hearing right now is just part of the contractual negotiations. The only difference between this and Michael Parsons' situation with the Cowboys is Mike Brown, the owner of the Bengals, he shuts the hell up for the most part. He might be old and cheap, but he's not Jerry Jones sitting in front of a microphone every day trying to ratchet up attention for the team. Trey Hendrickson, I think he will finish this season. He will start this season being a Bengal. Bacha, do you really think somebody is going to give up a first-round pick and a young player and pay him?
I feel like the Lions would be a good option if they were going fully all in. But I think them losing their two coordinators, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, they're trying to play it kind of cautious this year. So I don't think they make a move for Trey Hendrickson. So there's no realistic team all in this season that can move for him.
Yeah, and that's the key. All in. Somebody has to go. I'm going to give up the work. You got to pay Trey Hendrickson, first of all. And then you're giving up a young player, which you're basically saying, screw this. I'm bringing in an older guy. And I'm giving up a first-round pick. Well, you got to feel comfortable that first-round pick is not going to be a high one. So you can imagine you're going to be a good team, maybe picking somewhere between, 25 and up, or lower, I guess you could say. There's a lot. Good luck to Trey Hendrickson. But he ain't going anywhere. Any team that picks him up outside of somebody trying to compete today, they would just be a dumbass organization. It's quite possible. Quite possible. The Lions, I don't know. Maybe the Green Bay Packers. You got to be willing to go for it. That's a lot. 2026 first round pick, a young player, and you got to pay him? No, thank you. And good luck to Trey Hendrickson in getting paid, a guy that we will not see play tonight in the Bengals preseason game against the Commanders. So, hey, good luck to Trey Hendrickson getting his money. Speaking of money, this guy got paid, and then his back went out. is Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford was back at practice today. Yeah, the man who got an epidural in his back. Bacha, was it 2 weeks ago now at this point? More than a week?
It's about a little bit a week and a half maybe.
Yeah, he got the shot in his back. They said he's coming back. He played for a little bit, and they said, oh, no, he's not coming back, and then he had to stop, and then nothing happened until today. Man, you would think that everybody in Los Angeles saw an alien. We got photos of Matthew Stafford in pads. You talk about being old. Trey Hendrickson is a 30-year-old pass rusher. We got a 37-year-old quarterback in Matthew Stafford, a dude who's had a history, unfortunately, of back issues. And so today he practiced. And then Sean McVay, he talked about his return. Hey, Sean, how the hell did he look?
It's good to be able to have Matthew out there. He did a good job today. I thought he looked good, but I don't really have any updates. You know, I think there was a lot of intended information, but there's no updates. We're going to keep it a day and really a week at a time. But it's great to be able to see him out there today, and we'll see how this afternoon goes and tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that sounds optimistic. I mean, this is a guy's back. Anybody with a bad back, including myself, will tell you one day you feel good. One day you don't. One day you can get out of bed. One day you can't. Oh, what a horror story that. Bacha, one time when I really, this might have been the worst time with my back. I don't know what I was doing. You know what it was? I think this was during the pandemic, and I had to makeshift myself a studio in my house. I didn't have the correct chair. And so I was sitting down for 4 hours just destroying my spine. And it was a day, Botcher. It took me a couple of hours just to get to the shower so I could at least, you know, get some pressure with the water on my back. I might have been just in my bedroom. It probably took me 3 hours of slow moving, of just like laying on the floor. You would have think somebody took a bat to my back. That's how long it took me to crawl.
What were you sitting on, like a wooden stool or something?
Yeah, I did. I'm a jackass. I'm stupid. Yeah.
So no back support, no nothing?
No, nothing. I was just sitting on it wasn't a stool. It was a wooden chair. Yeah, like a dumbass. No ergonomic nothing. This is me just living the life. Just not realizing, oh, man, I'm sitting at home. I got to actually make this worth a damn so I can at least move. Yeah, it was bad. Bad. Terrible. Well, I know Matthew Stafford has better options than I did. He got a shot in his back. And so, yeah, okay, he's back to practice. He feels a little better. And so what's the deal going forward? Is he going to play tomorrow? Is he going to practice? Y'all going to sit him out? You going to tell him to sit down? What? Tell me, Sean McVay, what's next?
Yeah, I think what's really happened is when you look at it, you know, there was a lot of things that we had talked about at the beginning, and it's kind of gone a little bit differently than what we had planned. And I think the right thing to do for everybody involved is truly take it a day at a time. I think where I've gotten, you know, myself, I don't even want to say myself, but, you know, you set expectations, and it's really like, you know, as we're getting a grasp of this, and, you know, he's doing everything in his power, and Reggie and our group are doing everything in their power, and that's where you just take it a day at a time, because it's a very fluid and situation that, you know, demands flexibility as well.
Man, the Rams open up the season Sunday, September 7th against the Houston Texans. That's game one. This team, the Rams, they only got one more preseason game left. That's it. They play this Saturday, ironically, against Cleveland. Yeah, the team that named Joe Flacco the starter. They got four other quarterbacks on the team. Yeah, they take on the Browns to conclude their preseason on Saturday. Don't expect to see Matthew Stafford. Their first game, as I said, Houston Texans, September 7th. That'll be the first time you see Matthew Stafford. If his back cooperates, I think he'll be fine throughout the course of the year. But it is a back. You have no damn idea. Yeah, now we got three preseason games. Nobody practices. Nobody plays. I've watched one episode of Hard Knocks. I haven't heard a peep out of anything else. I guess Hard Knocks must really suck this year with the Bills. Probably real boring. Yeah, so, yeah, let's just get to the real football sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Trey Hendrickson not playing tonight. Terry McLaurin not playing tonight. Matthew Stafford back. back to practicing with the Los Angeles Rams. And then, how about this last night? What a beatdown this was. Had this on in the background. I just looked at the score. Didn't even pay attention to the details of the game. Just looked at the score and said, what the hell type of crap is this? Does anybody care? The Chicago Bears beat up the Buffalo Bills backups 38-0. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a couple of guys who are going to get cut from the Buffalo Bills. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. And good on Caleb Williams. Not looking like trash. Because if he did, man, there would be some people ready to tear him down. We'll talk about the Bears and Bills on the other side of the break. Get into Bill Belichick. Julian Sand, the new starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. We'll get into the comments made by Dylan Gabriel and talk about Joe Flacco, the new official starter for the Browns. Patricia Traynor will come through to talk to us about Jackson Dart. We got a lot to discuss. If you want to talk to me, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Talked about the, well, part of the Monday Night Football preseason game we'll see tonight. No Terry McLaurin for the Commanders, no Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals. Two stars, Pro Bowlers, not available due to their own contractual situations. From the Cincinnati Bengals perspective, they are even now looking at a space where they are open to trading Trey Hendrickson for a lot. A ridiculous haul. I don't think it's going to happen. Oh, 2026 first rounder. A great or good young defensive player. And then you got to pay him? Good luck. I don't think he's going anywhere. Not at all. And then, speaking of actual football that we saw, the last preseason game that took place was last night between the Chicago Bears and the Buffalo Bills. There was no Josh Allen. This game was basically a highlight for Caleb Williams or maybe even Tyson Bagent to see, you know, who was going to get cursed out at the end of the game. That's it. And both dudes actually went out there and they played well. I mean, in the case of Caleb Williams, you would hope that he played well, because if he did not, the fans in Chicago would be ready to tear him up. I feel like every second, every day, there's a new clip of Caleb Williams from practice and just looking terrible. And this is like, it's practice. What you want from the guy? People are like, oh, Tyson Bagent is doing a better job at practice. The backup is outperforming the star, outperforming the guy who was selected at number one overall last year. But Caleb Williams did a good thing. Last night, 6 of 10 pass completions, 107 yards passing, and a touchdown. A matter of fact, here's some positivity. This is his touchdown, 36 yards.
At the Buffalo 36, Dahlman sends it back in the shotgun. As a clean pocket throws, Zacchaeus caught, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown Bears! 36 yards! The connection between the two growing by the day. And the Bears strike, they lead it 6-0.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, forget the play call. How does his new head coach feel about this? Now that he doesn't have to answer questions about turnovers during practice. This is what Ben Johnson had to say.
He's really been locked in. You know, it's anytime you're a young player, there's usually a couple steps forward and one step back. And that's really been the story of his training camp. And he's had some really good practices, and then he's had a couple where it's like, that's not good enough. I thought really the 3 days of practice we had this week and this game were the most he stacked up good days in a row right now.
Damn, you got to commend the coach for at least being honest. Some days he's looked good and some days he's been bad. This was his first preseason game. Tyson Bagent, Case Keenum were out there throwing in the Bears' last game against the Miami Dolphins. And so Caleb Williams, with an opportunity in front of live action to put his best foot forward, he did. Hey, Caleb, you heard from your coach. He says sometimes you suck, sometimes you're good. What are your thoughts about training camp so far? Are you getting better?
To a month ago, I think I've grown a lot. My mindset is, you know, keep growing. That's been my mindset since I've been a little child, is to keep growing and, you know, where I'll see myself. I think, you know, the ideas to be able to handle every single thing that I, you know, I can, and everything that Ben says that, you know, I should be able to handle.
Man, I'm rooting for him. I really am. People give him a lot of crap. I mean, even coming out of college, I commend him. Because coming out of college, one of the things that you really had to take a look at with Caleb Williams from USC was his demeanor. How is he going to handle being a big boy after losses? I mean, at USC, multiple times, at one point, okay, I think it was a loss to Utah towards the end of his career. Okay, yeah, sure, he went up to his mom in the stands, and he started boo-hooing and sobbing and crying. Okay, fine. But then there were other moments where he would be in press conferences after the game with the screw face on, like somebody stole his dog. And it's like, at least you could stand there and take accountability. Now, a lot of what he says when speaking to the media now as a Chicago Bear since last year sounds contrived. Well, fine. A lot of dudes sound contrived and scripted. He's gone through media training and they taught him something well worth it, man. Stop acting like a baby. It's really that damn simple. And so I give him credit because you got guys who get to the NFL, and they never grow up. They never know how to communicate with the media. They never realize that, you know, if I give you a little, then it won't turn into a lot. It's simple behavior. And so good on Caleb Williams. He walked and ran his way into a lot of sacks last year, but he wasn't a complete bum at all, not by any stretch of the imagination. I think a lot of people look at the career year, or not career year, he had 1 year, but the historical rookie season by Jaden Daniels, one step away from the Super Bowl, and I think they look at Caleb Williams and go, hey, you're supposed to be better than him. Why didn't you do that? And so I think that they're going to be compared. Maybe this season, Caleb Williams has a better year than Jaden. We're going to find out sooner than later. And everybody loves Tyson Bagent. Everybody loves the backup. And so he has to go out there and actually perform. Last night in the preseason game as well, he was 13 of 22, 196 yards, and a touchdown. And so people are like, oh, my God, he has a better command of Ben Johnson's offense and Caleb Williams stinks. Yeah, everybody's going to say that until Tyson Bagent is out there getting his ass whooped, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Brent. He's calling from Illinois. Hey, Brent, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hello, JR. Good to talk with you again.
Likewise. What's up?
Well, no, you're talking what I want to talk about. Even like I think Greg Olsen yesterday was saying could be like, when Tyson Bagent was playing so well, could there be a quarterback controversy this year?
Oh my God.
I like Caleb Williams, but I'm really impressed with Tyson Bagent. If Caleb Williams gets hurt, is he going to do great as a backup? Could he play for another team in the future? Or is this quarterback controversy of this year? I'm just excited about Tyson Bagent as well.
Oh, there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's a good thing to be excited about the guy. But let me ask you this. How many times have you seen Tyson Bagent throw the football in a regular season game?
Oh, a few times, I think, for Justin Fields. And he did pretty well. It was kind of exciting at times.
Yeah. Well, my point is, how often? Not often enough.
I know, but he just looks impressive whenever a chance he gets. And I think he wants to play. And I think you're going to hear his name in the future if it's with the Bears or some other team. He hangs in there. I think he's going to do well. I'm impressed with him.
All right.
Even in preseason.
All right. I mean, I'm not a guy, and thank you, Brent, for calling from Illinois. Appreciate you all the time. I'm not a guy who gets overly excited about what a backup does against other backups and third and fourth string guys in preseason. Tyson Bagent, last year, he threw two passes last year because Caleb Williams was the one out there running for his life. and then causing some of the sacks on his own. Meanwhile, if we go back another year, his rookie season, Bajent's 2023 rookie season, he started four games, as he just mentioned, and it was his rookie year. He threw three touchdowns, had six interceptions. He fumbled the ball three times. Okay? All right? I mean, what are we supposed to draw? We got to draw everything that we know from the preseason with this guy. I don't care what he does. Man, if Caleb Williams goes down in the regular season and Tyson Bagent can go out there and start lighting up the opposition, then we certainly have something. Then you can discuss, oh, we have a quarterback controversy, but it's hard for me to get excited about a backup. Everybody loves the backup until he has to carry the weight of the organization on his shoulders. Not everybody can wake up and do that, okay? So last night, the Bears beat the Bills 38-0. Bajent had a good game. Caleb Williams had a good game. And it looks like the Bills just, their third and fourth stringers did not care. Maybe they were thinking about the bills that they got to pay once they get cut from the NFL. It's a tough thing. You know what? Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, no Josh Allen, by the way. Why would he play? Sean McDermott said, man, we sucked.
Certainly not up to our standard, what we expect. Got a lot of work to do. That's very clear. Doesn't matter who's out there. Ones, twos, threes, fours, whoever it is, we expect them to perform, and we expect our level of performance to be much better than that.
Man, those guys will not even be there in 2 weeks. Those dudes who played last night will be, I don't know. Marco Belletti, where the hell are those guys going to be?
Bagging groceries.
Oh, ouch. And Kurt Warner, that turned out nice for him. But
hey, I did it too, you know.
Yeah, well what? You Kurt Warner?
No, I'm okay. Not. All right.
Yeah, well, that's where they may be, bagging groceries. He could say, oh, it's not the Bills' way. Those guys are not going to be Buffalo Bills.
Look, if you're basing things on fourth-string preseason guys in the back end of the third and fourth quarter, I mean, like, what are you trying to evaluate? It's like going to watch practice with seven-on-sevens and telling me what the offensive line is doing. What the hell are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, people got to find a reason to do something, right? Shout outs to everybody in Western New York. Yeah, who wants to lose 38-0? But it might as well be me, you, and Bacha out there playing. Like, no big deal.
I mean, it's honestly, it's almost like watching, you know, replacement players or, you know, AFL or whatever, XFL, whatever league they got, UFL, whatever. That's what you're looking at. And that's no offense to them. They're still good quality football players, but they're not NFL players, and they're not going to be Buffalo Bills. So yeah. The idea that you're basing what the Bills are going to do come week seven to what guys that you saw that are never going to be wearing that uniform, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, Sean McDermott, he says, we got a standard. You put on the Bills uniform, you're a Bill. Act like one. Play like one, even though you're not Josh Allen or Bosa or any of the guys. Dawkins, so be it. Hey, good luck to the Bills. Y'all will be fine this year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, Josh Allen, well, we shouldn't expect to see him until week one. Speaking of week one, college football, damn it, we got week zero this week. We got college football starting up. The Ohio State University, they got a quarterback. How about that? Good. And then Bill Belichick, he's going back to his old media ways. I'm going to explain on the other side of the break, but you just heard his voice here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Marco Belletti with a newsflash.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we just heard Marco Belletti with the news. The Ohio State University, they have named a starting quarterback as they get ready to start their season next week against the Texas Longhorns. It will be Julian Sayin. We'll get into that in a second. And then Bill Belichick going back to his old ways when it comes to communicating or not communicating with the media. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ohio State coming off of a national championship. We got their quarterback who helped lead the way, but then they didn't let this guy up on the stage. Will Howard is now playing for the Steelers. Possibly. We don't know how long he's going to be with the Steelers. But the Ohio State University obviously needed to find another quarterback to take the reins. Life goes on. And so they're taking a look at putting Julian Sand out there instead of Lincoln Kienholz, who's a little bit older. He enrolled last year, was going to play at Alabama, Sand was. Decided to leave when Nick Saban said, I'm gone, I'm out. And so last year with Ohio State, he only threw 12 passes. Kienholz wasn't out there really any much more. And so they had a clean start. And so Ryan Day, he spoke to the media after he made his decision, after it was made public, on why he decided to go with the younger Sand to lead the way.
You're always looking for consistency and taking care of the football. And when you start with practice one in the spring and then kind of do, study on the entire, growth over 6 months, you see that there was a lot of growth made.
What a pressure cooker this is, right? This is going to be fun. This is going to be good to pay attention to. They play next Saturday. You think on one end, you got Julian Sand. Ohio State is hoping that he's the guy. And then on the other end, you got Arch Manning. I mean, everybody is expecting him to be the guy. Like, his last name is Manning. If he goes out there and lights it up, he's supposed to. And if he doesn't, it's just like, well, is this the guy? And this is just in week one. Like, the expectations are nuts. This is going to be the one reason to tune in and watch this game. What is Sand going to do for Ohio State? Definitely, what the hell is Arch Manning going to do for the Longhorns? At least Ohio, the game after that. No disrespect, but shout-outs to my people at Grambling. Grambling is signing up to get a check and be destroyed. Shout-outs to the HBCUs out there. At least they're getting the money. Bacha, what do you think the score of that game is going to look like?
I'm assuming the main starters may be pulled in the third quarter. So 56-0, maybe 56-3.
To nothing? You're giving Grambling just a field goal?
At some teams, when they want to prove a point in the first week of the year, they will go all out. Maybe they score a touchdown or two.
Wow. If Texas... I'm going to take Texas to beat Ohio State. If Ohio State loses that first game against Texas, then, yeah, they got to come out the next week and just they got to put a beating on Grambling. I mean, they're going to put a beating on them regardless. It's just it's not pretty. And this is the one thing that I hate about college football, the scheduling. It's like, yeah, let's put a couple of cream puffs in there. Just to beat up on some people. So, yeah, we get a great first game against the Longhorns. And then after that, they can just beat up on Grambling. Ryan Day continued on. He's like, listen, man, we play next Saturday. You're the starting quarterback. Act like it.
I think Julian separated himself really over the last week with his consistent play. I feel like our guys are confident again with both quarterbacks. I think we'll need both quarterbacks. Lincoln did a lot of great things. But we're going to name Julian the starter here, give him the majority of the reps with the ones, and go prepare to beat Texas.
How about that? Well, let's see what they do. I'll be paying attention. I got to wait until next week for that. But you don't got to wait till next week to get some college football. Damn it, we are getting started this week. We got the Big 12, always has big ideas. All of the teams are just beating the hell out of each other. Not typically one team that's head and shoulders above the rest. It's not a top-heavy conference by any stretch of the imagination. But we start week number zero. We got Iowa State getting ready to take on Kansas State. That gets us started this upcoming Saturday. And then later in the day, how about this? We got Stanford versus Hawaii. That'll be fun. I also see Hawaii's getting a new stadium over the next several years now that the Aloha Stadium, I think they're going to rip that down. So not like I've ever been. Botch, you ever been to Hawaii?
Nope. And if I go to Hawaii, am I really going to go watch a college football game?
Why not? I mean, there's more to... You just go sit at the beach?
There's so many other things, too. There's like volcanoes and helicopters.
Oh, my God. You want to go see a volcano?
Yeah, I would see a volcano over a college football game.
No, thanks. No, thanks. You don't have to stay the whole game, right? You just pop in, pop out. A football stadium in Hawaii? Come on.
Yeah, but like, I feel if I'm paying for the tickets, yeah. I'm not going to leave early, unless it's like a complete blowout.
Bacha, you can get credentials for things. You know that, right?
I know, but if I'm going to Hawaii, I don't think I'm going to apply for a credential just to watch a college football game in Hawaii.
I just want to see what's the stadium like. That's it. Well, you think you've seen one stadium, you've seen them all? It's not accurate.
Oh, no. But I can't really judge because the only real stadium I've seen is MetLife, and it's horrible.
Yeah, like there's certain stadiums in North America that are worth the price of admission just to see the stadium. Bro, I have seen the Chicago Cubs play, and I've seen the White Sox and the Cubs play. I don't remember a lot. I've seen so much in my damn life. But I've seen the Cubs play. I think they were playing the Reds. I don't know who they played. I just wanted to go to Wrigley. Okay, I had good seats. I think I was on the first baseline, and it was just cool to be at Wrigley Field. I don't remember anything about the game outside of being at Wrigley Field and just looking around all day or all game long. That's it. I don't remember anything else. So it's some stadiums, you just want to experience what's going on. Who cares about the game?
That's true. Plus, you're in Hawaii, too. A couple of drinks and, you know.
Yeah. And shout outs to all our listeners in Hawaii. We got a bunch of people listening in Hawaii. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you've ever been to Aloha Stadium in Hawaii, give us a call. I want to know what it's like. And so we got football, college football that's starting this week, but we got to wait for the Buckeyes and the Longhorns. They're in action next Saturday. Julian Sain versus Arch Manning. Yeah, we've moved on to another year of college football. Looking forward to that. Something else that you can look forward to is Bill Belichick saying absolutely nothing. Now that Bill Belichick is back to being a coach, the same Bill Belichick who sat around doing, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different media jobs last year, he's piping down at North Carolina. Bill Belichick is not doing any of the media obligations. He's not doing the radio show at North Carolina. He says, I don't care what Mac did before me. I'm not doing it. It reportedly is in Bill Belichick's contract that he doesn't have to do the school's media show. He doesn't, because it's Bill Belichick, right? Like, why does Bill Belichick want to show up and do anything? He doesn't. I mean, I wonder how long it's going to take before he chews down or doesn't respond to a student reporter. I remember on the basketball side a few years ago, Boeheim, before the hell he got up out of Syracuse, man, he was ripping the student reporters to shreds. I'm just like, is this guy trying to berate the students, or is he trying to ready them for life? Is he trying to provide an experience? He was ruthless to some of these student athletes. Or not the student athletes, the Bacha, what do you call them? Journalists? Aspiring journalists?
I would just say, depending where they're from, just media hopefuls in the college world.
He was killing them. They were like 20 and 21 years old, and he's treating them like they were weathered for 40 years. And I've asked him, 40 years worth of dumbass questions. He just ate them alive. And so Bill Belichick, and we'll see to what degree he destroys students, but he's not going to be doing it on a weekly show for North Carolina. It's back to the Patriot way. Bill Belichick will say absolutely nothing. His school's general manager, his buddy Lombardi, is going to be leading the way for Belichick on that. Who wants to hear from him? No disrespect. I've had him here on the show. But people want to hear from the coach. They don't want to hear from you. Like, Bill Belichick needs a mouthpiece. He was able to juggle all 20 jobs he had last year. Now he can't take, I don't know, an hour to talk to the school and the students. Now, I don't know how well this is going to turn out for Belichick. Maybe he doesn't want to talk. Well, he doesn't even have to talk about his girlfriend. No one has said anything about her in quite some time. Bill Belichick did give an update on these Tar Heels and what he's seen after a bunch of practices. Yeah, that's a good thing. He is coaching. Listen to this.
I'd say the biggest improvement has just come as a team, embracing the program that we're installing. consistency, dependability, physical and mental toughness. You know, just being productive every day. You know, everything we do is important, and all the details are important. And so embracing that and embracing the little things and doing the little things right and so forth is, it's hard. It's hard, but that's what it takes.
Oh, my God. This is going to be rough. I give it a couple of weeks until people are just like, oh, this team sucks. Let's not even bother with covering Bill Belichick. Let's just check in every now and then and see what's going on. They open up their season against TCU on September 1st. That'll be a Monday, a primetime game for Bill Belichick. Monday 1st. Okay, all right, Bill. Let's see how long it takes for him to get miserable. They take on TCU. Then they take on Charlotte. They got the Richmond Spiders. They got Central Florida. They got Clemson. That'll be a bloodbath. They got Cal, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford, Wake Forest, Duke, NC State. So, and they got an opportunity to pick up some victories. They ain't going to pick up many of them. I give them, I don't know, 6 or 7 on the year. And then Belichick, I give him 6 or 7 eruptions. It'll be fun. Him getting ticked off on the sidelines. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Somebody else was ticked off over the weekend. He hasn't even played in an NFL game yet. I'll tell you who on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.